Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And I am delighted to have our resident celebrity chef, Andrew Rudd, back with us. Andrew, being the bank holiday weekend, I know the weather is a bit of a mixed bag, but as far as I'm concerned, it's spring and summer is not too far around the corner. We are going to subscribe to that and we're going to hang on to it.
It completely. And you know what? The thing, you know, about barbecues is that you can do it all year round. You know, if you've got a parasol or some kind of an umbrella outside, put it over the barbecue, work away, and then just move the dining indoors. And it works really well. My friend Richard is having a barbecue today, actually, for his daughter. Irrespective of the rain, sunshine, hailstones or snow, he's still going ahead. So I think really have that in your mind when you're prepping and preparing.
I have to admit, some years back, I did try to do that. In fact, it was the first barbecue I ever did for my mum and dad, and it was raining. So I tried to do it in the shed, and I nearly burnt the whole place down. Not to be recommended.
No, we want to avoid that at all costs. But what we're going to discuss today it's probably my favorite barbecue dish. It's a barbecued spare ribs. Interestingly, the first time I ever did this recipe was, do you remember Fela, Trip to Tip, all those years ago?
I do.
And I went for the weekend with my friend Clive, who's a dairy farmer in Wicklow. And the two of us were, I think, 16 or 17, and we camped. And this is the dish that we had, barbecue spare ribs. So that was the first time I'd ever actually made them myself.
And fabulous they were, no doubt, and still fabulous to this day.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing to bear in mind with barbecue spare ribs, a lot of the time when you're buying the ribs in a supermarket, they might be bacon ribs. Shy away from buying the bacon ribs. I just find them too salty. Just buy the pork ribs or go to your butcher or most good, you know, supermarkets that have butchers. They might be able to get you a rack of pork ribs. They want to be nice and meaty, but what I do, I boil them, and this is my mum's trick. I boil the full sheets of ribs for about an hour. So if you boil it as a full sheet of ribs, it'll be a lot more succulent and tender when you go to cook them afterwards. Now, it's not the most pleasant thing to look at in the pot. There's a lot of foam and a lot of white scum. Get rid of all of that. Drain them, wash them in cold water, and then cut them up into the kind of the sizes that you're looking for. But the barbecue sauce is the key. So what I do is I saute in onion, garlic. I then add 100 milliliters of red wine vinegar, 150 milliliters of ketchup, a tin of chopped tomatoes, 4 tablespoons of tomato puree. Now, you have this on your Facebook page.
Yes.
So that's all up. And there's a picture of what it looks like. So you can't go wrong. We've got a tablespoon of Coleman's dry mustard. That's really important. It has to be the Coleman's.
Why?
It's just the flavor. I just love the acidity and the flavor of the Coleman's mustard. You know, and I just don't like deviating from this recipe too much because I've tried and tested it a good few times. And the combination of flavors and ingredients works really well. So we've got 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of Tabasco, lemon juice. We've got honey, we've got brown sugar, paprika, cayenne.
There's a lot going into this.
But most of these ingredients, Carol, you're going to have in your cupboard at home anyway. Freshly cracked pepper. My recipe is probably for about, you know, a liter of a mixture. You could double the recipe up. You could do it 3 times. And this will last a long time because you've got sugar in there, you've got vinegar in there, that would give it the shelf life. And the more you have, the better. And what I do is I put them into a roasting dish tin, the barbecue spare ribs. And then what I'll do is I'll brush the barbecue sauce over and I cut them up at this stage rather than cutting them up into the little ribs beforehand because they'll get very tough. And I cook them for about 55 minutes to an hour at 180 degrees in the oven. And do you know what's really lovely with barbecue spare ribs? Buttery mashed potato. And then you can have your barbecue spare ribs, whatever sauce has been cooked off and is left over, and just pour it over the mashed potato. And it's divine. It's absolutely divine.
And let me ask you, Andrew, because you said there you cook them in the oven. So for anybody who's feeling maybe a bit adventurous and wants to get the barbecue out this weekend, do you just put the sauce on and then just put them on the barbecue? Is that basically, I know that sounds like an obvious question, but is that what you do? Or is there a specific knack?
But see, the thing is, because if you're using a gas barbecue and you've got the barbecue sauce, it's going to drizzle out into the barbecue and the gas rings, and it's going to get messy. So my recommendation would be to actually put it into the barbecue in a roasting tin. I know that defeats the purpose of the exercise. But the alternative, Carol, is that it's going to be really messy. There's going to be a lot of cleaning. The little nozzles for your gas barbecue are going to get clogged up.
Right.
When the barbecue...
It's not necessarily going to taste any better doing it that way.
Do you know what? If you're a barbecue king like my friend Richard is, you know, it's sacrilegious to use a gas barbecue as far as he's concerned because of the flavor and the coal and the and he uses wood chippings and different flavor combinations. That's a different person altogether. And I hope Richard's listening now because I'm going to get into right trouble. He's got meat probes and thermometers sticking into all the different flavor combinations, sausages, rat, you know. So
that sounds like too much hard work to me.
He's a proper professional. But my recommendation would be to actually cook it off in the barbecue in a roasting tin. But we can also do, and the way I do sweet corn is I would wrap the sweet corn in tin foil, put a dollop of butter, some salt and pepper, wrap it up. What you'll do is you'll roast and smoke the sweet corn. You can do it the same way with the barbecue spare ribs. You can actually wrap it in tin foil and then cook it off over a period of 30 minutes to an hour on the barbecue. That's another option actually, and it'll be less messy. But what's lovely to serve with the barbecue spare ribs is a spiced coleslaw.
Yeah.
So again, you can make your own homemade mayonnaise or you can buy it. Making it at home is just really simple. You know, you've got your egg yolks and you've got vinegar or lemon juice, which is the acidity, which will help it produce the texture that you want for mayonnaise. It's nice to have a bit of garlic in there, salt and pepper, but you know, it might be easier just to buy it. But I'm using 4 large red cabbage, 2 small red onions, and 6 carrots. So the carrots I'm going to slice up, or you can grate them. It's actually nicer to grate them. The white cabbage, you're going to cut them into very, very thin strips. And then the same with the red onions, very, very small strips. You're going to combine the ingredients together. So you've got your mayonnaise, your white cabbage, your red onions. I put 200 milliliters of buttermilk in there as well, because that changes the flavor combination and also the texture. It's really beautiful. And what I do is I toast off a tablespoon of celery seeds and 2 tablespoons of mustard seeds. So you toast them on a dry frying pan, no oil. And when they start to crackle and when they start to pop and when they start to, you get that lovely smell, take them out and then add it into your mixture, mix it up and then add some salt and pepper for seasoning. Mm. Now, some people like to put some raisins in there. So what you can do is you can, or currants. So you can soak your raisins or sultanas or your currants in vegetable stock, drain it and then add that into it afterwards.
Sounds absolutely divine. And I'm sure it goes perfectly with your barbecue spare ribs. So that with some mashed potatoes. Oh my gosh, what an absolute gorgeous
Carol, it's divine. You should try it this weekend. Honestly, it's really beautiful. The barbecue sauce, you can make up a double or triple batch and just keep it in the fridge. And you can use it for a multitude of other things because, you know, let's hope we're going to have a wonderful summer and we're going to be barbecuing every second night.
Absolutely. Okay, lovely. Andrew Rudd from Medley Private Dining. Andrew, thank you so much for that. And as you said earlier on, we have that up now on the Saturday Live Facebook page. So if you want to follow that recipe and see how it looks, it's all up there for you. And happy cooking this weekend. Andrew, a pleasure as always. And I know if anybody wants to follow you on Instagram, because you continually post some fabulous recipe videos up on Insta, it's Andrew Rudd Iyer.
Yes, thank you very much. That's great.
All right. We look forward to chatting with you again soon. Have a lovely bank holiday weekend.
You too.